Hello, and welcome to Destiny, the open door. I am your host, Tammy Dennis, and I come to you today with our online daily inspiration and journey into the presence. On today, we will be discussing our beloved Ascended Master, Chohan, Lady Nada, today, Thursday, we honor Ascended Master Lady Nada, who is the Chohan of the sixth ray of God's resurrection, ministration, and service to our planet. Over the area of Saudi Arabia and New Bedford, Massachusetts, hails an etheric retreat where Lady Master Nada is overlighted. We do wish to thank you all for just allowing us to come into your homes and into your hearts as we delve a little bit deep into the knowledge and understanding of Lady Master Nada's journey of exploration into her background and history. As you are able to project your images and your focus and attention on Lady Master Nada today, let us go a little bit deeper into how your lives look each day on this blessed planet. Think about if you are in your occupations, if you are caring for someone, or someone is caring for you. Think about how your ministration and service to our planet brings the breath of life of a new day into form. Ways in which you bring new life into everything you touch. It could be your husband, your wife, your children, the people that you work with on a daily basis, your service work. To all of these individuals counts on the sixth ray, that sixth tier of heaven allows us to commune in spirit when we go to sleep at night and rest Sometimes some of us don't even realize the angels come and take us to these great temples, temple of the resurrection. Resurrect that which is needed in your life today through your service work for the planet. Those of you who are nurturers in your professions, it could be you're in education, you're working in the hospitals, you're working in the nursing homes, the assisted living facilities. Those of you who are caring for your loved ones, those of you who are being cared for, think about it for a moment. You may feel like you're tired, and you have people caring for you. But if you would just think about what life meant all of the days of your life, you must understand how powerful you were and are. If you would just give into your presence, the presence of God, who is on the inside of your heart at this current hour. God said he would never leave you or forsake you. That is your mighty I Am presence. Those individuals who are tired of your caretakers taking care of you, reach out to your presence now and humble yourselves just a little while longer, because your service work to our planet is not through. God is not through with you yet. He wants you to look at your lives on today. Concentrate and focus your attention on your heart, the Anahata. Is the sacred chamber that houses your mighty I Am God presence within. And I know you're thinking, it's just too much for all of these people to care for you. But the situation that you find yourself in on today only requires a little bit of attention focused on you. That attention while you're sitting in the nursing homes, your attention while you're in the assisted living facilities, the attention while you're at home and you're being cared for by individuals who come in daily, or if it's just your family. Give that attention now to the presence. And I'll tell you something. once you give in to your presence. Come forth, mighty I Am Presence. Come forth, mighty I Am God Presence. Come forth today. That's all you need to say. That's all you need to say. In the name of my mighty I Am God Presence within, come, come, come. In the name of my mighty I Am God Presence, please come. Come help me today. I need to focus my attention on you. Hallelujah. I need to focus my attention on you. Right now, mighty I Am God Presence. Come. Please come into my life. Shine your benevolent light upon me. I ask for assistance now. I ask for assistance now. I ask for your assistance, mighty I Am God Presence. I can't do this any longer. I need you. Mighty I Am God Presence. Come into my life. Come into my life and open up the door to my destiny. Open up the door. Please. Open up the door. My beloved destiny is here. And mighty I Am Presence will open the door to your heart and shine. 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 Hallelujah. And all of your life, that which you know yourself to be today, will instantly change. You will start to be able to look at you in a new light. Each time you are feeling depressed, each time you are not well, give in to your presence now. Give in to your presence now. Give in to your presence. This message goes out to my brother, Timothy Robert Sean. Yes, I'm sending forth the angels at this current hour to you. Hallelujah. Give in to your presence on today. We thank you, all of the nurturers, all of the caretakers, for your works, your service work to our blessed planet is needed. When you are in positions of authority, we're praying for you, all the leaders of this great earth. We're praying for you. We know that your task are heavy. We know that sometimes the job gets stressed to a point that you're ready to walk away. You're ready to walk away. But don't. For those individuals who are needing a boost of new light and energy to your system, give in to your presence now. The Master Nada is sending forth her hand to you on today, focusing your attention on her as you project your attention to her. Give in to your presence. Call to your presence and connect to Lady Master Nada with outstretched hands. She welcomes you into the Temple of Love to shine her light upon your hearts at this time. We thank you for your support of our beloved destiny, the open door, as we begin our audio presentation. Introduction. Today, Thursday, we honor Ascended Lady Master Nada, who is the Chohan of the sixth ray of God's resurrection and of service administration. Prior to her ascension, the Ascended Lady Master Nada would assist the civilizations to obtain greater heights in working with Saint Germain and the Sahara civilization over 70,000 years ago. During the time of Atlantis, Lady Nada served in the Temple of Divine Love. This temple was situated where the present city of New Bedford, Massachusetts, in the United States of America, resides today. Overlighted in this temple are healing rays that are directed all over the globe to individuals who need and desire them. The Temple of Divine Love. The Temple of Divine Love was designed after a rose, in which house each petal as a room that still exists today in the etheric realm over the area of New Bedford. During her last embodiment on Earth, Lady Nada received training during her childhood in developing divine love. Lady Nada was the youngest in her family, and she was small in stature. Her family was wealthy, and they all had talents, except for Nada, who unfortunately had no talent. Nada was not pleased with this. There was a beautiful woman that appeared to Nada one night. This being slowly taught Nada how to work with nature, flowers, and birds. She told Nada how to protect a light ray qualified by love from her heart. This development and training, working with the rhythm of nature, lasted for several years. Nada realized each time the lovely being came to her, she would smell a fragrance of roses, and I would hear the music. Finally, one day, the great being informed Nada that her name was Charity. This great being is known as Archei Charity, who is the twin flame of Archangel Chamuel. She explained how Nada could render a service by pouring the love from her heart to the hearts of those and her family while she slept. And doing so, the talents of the family members of Nada were nourished and expanded. They became a great blessing to mankind through music, art, and poetry. Nada became known as the Selfless One. Just like Jesus had a mantra, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. Nada also had a mantra. And that mantra is this. I shall decrease that thou shalt increase. I shall decrease that thou shalt increase. I shall decrease that thou shalt increase. That was Lady Master Nada's mantra, her chant, to help in assisting her family. Nada's separation from her family and retreat training. Eventually, Nada's sisters all married, and Nada was at home alone. The being, Archei Charity, visited her one day and informed her that she was ready to enter the activities of a retreat. She let her know that she would have a visit. From the hierarch of the retreat and the association between Charity and Nada would cease. The ascended master Serapis Bey appeared to Nada after a time, and he explained the requirements of the retreat training. Nada was told that she would have to sever all connections with her family to enter the retreat at Luxor. This is a powerful statement, because if you were told that you would have to sever all ties to your family to go into training somewhere, would you do it? I don't know if some of you would out there, but Nada did just that. The training would consist of specific initiations as part of her training. During her last embodiment on Earth, Nada received demanding disciplines of the Ascension Temple. Nada's adjustment to the retreat training. When Nada started the training, she found it very difficult to maintain harmony during her training and dealing with the frictions and the various human qualities that she needed to overcome when living in close association with other students. Nada advised the students in the 1930s that she sometimes left the retreat and ran miles through the desert to avoid the pressures of her training. Lady Master Nada made her ascension 700 years before Jesus and has built a tremendous momentum in the use of the pink flame of divine love. Nada is also a messenger for God and Goddess Meru and their temple of illumination. This temple is located near Lake Titicaca in Peru in South America. Nada's assistance with the Christian dispensation. Lady Master Nada has provided immense assistance to the Christian dispensation over the past 2,000 years. Beloved Nada enlightened the students about her service, saying, "For many ages, I have been assigned to assist the spiritual communities that exist all over the planet Earth. Since the Christian dispensation and the great manifestation of Jesus victory, and ascension. I was assigned the joy of assisting the superiors of all the orders that were developed around the Christian doctrine, and whenever possible, establish that focus of love, which would sustain a community against the imprint of personal imperfection. That is why it was so easy for me to accept the opportunity of becoming the Chohan of the Sixth Ray. Nada was the ascended master who assisted Saint Germain in obtaining the dispensation that made it possible to bring about the instructions by various ascended masters after 1930 through the messenger Guy W. Ballard. The dictations state Saint Germain and Nada stood alone. What you can do to call on assistance from Ascended Master Lady Nada and the Sixth Ray. If you are a student on the path to being a master, you may call on Lady Nada for assistance. Lady Nada can assist with healing, and she directs the healing rays to mankind. Nada lets us know that many people have physical abnormalities in the functioning of their bodies, and many may not know this. Students may call on Nada to obtain assistance and healing. We can call on Lady Nada to enfold us in her abundant substance of divine love. If you are experiencing cold temperatures, to get comfortable, you can ask to be enfolded by her pink flame of love. Lady Nada's service is to amplify the good and talents in others, which she had many years of practice in strengthening and increasing the light ray that is qualified by love, and expressing that through the talents that were increased by her love, and how she could form the rhythm of nature and pouring love to the flame in other hearts, and magnetizing and drawing forth the divine plan of that life stream. Lady Nada will render the same service to the students now. If you call on Lady Nada for assistance, she will be able to assist in correcting bad habits and problems in the areas of drugs, alcohol, nicotine, eating meat, and other wrong substances. We can call on assistance for others for the perfection of other individuals. The cosmic being Victory renders the same service. In this same rendering of service, we can also call on the ascended beings at the same time for an added impetus. The Sixth Ray represents the activities of devotion, ministration, and peace. The Ascended Master Jesus was the Chohan of this ray until his elevation to the office of World Teacher along with the Ascended Master Kuthumi in January 1956. The Ascended Lady Master Nara now holds the office of the Chohan of the Six Ray. Nara is a member of the Karmic Board, representing the third ray, the ray of love. Her great momentum of service and love now pours through the sixth ray. Her electronic pattern, the force field, is that of a pink rose. All right, now. For Thursday's affirmation, I am the law behind the outer law, for I am mercy. I am the law of love behind all outer concepts of love, for I am greater love. I am the law behind the outer law, for I am mercy. I am the law of love behind all outer concepts of love, for I am greater love. I am the law behind the outer law, for I am mercy. I am the law of love behind all outer concepts of love, for I am greater love. And for Thursday's prayer, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. 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 And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born eternal life. Thank you for the message on today. This is Tammy Dennis with Destiny, the Open Door, signing off. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai Destiny, the Open Door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I Am, Almighty I am. Almighty I am. We thank you. May the grace of God, may the peace of God, may the ministration and service and servitude of God rest and abide with you all until we meet again. Thank you.